Thank you, praise and worship. Thank you. We may all take our seats in the presence of the Lord. Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want to thank God once again for this time of sharing the word of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The word of God has power to change your life. So I want you to open your eyes, open your ears, and your heart, and let it through. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Right. Let us open our Bibles to the book of John. Amen. As I said before, I'm starting a series on the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. These are one of the most important messages that you are going to hear. As I said, the Holy Spirit is the key. Amen. The Holy Spirit is the key. When Jesus was about to go, the thing that he said is, I will give you the Holy Spirit. And that alone should tell you that he is key. Above all the other things that you can have in life, what you must have is the Holy Spirit. Amen. And if you don't know him that well, I would like to introduce him to you. Amen. If you have not walked with him closely, I would want you to start walking with him closely so that you may have a victorious Christian life. In Jesus' name, amen. Right, the Gospel of John, chapter 14. Glory. Gospel of John, chapter 14. If you have not yet been baptized in the Holy Spirit, this is the time to get baptized in the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you have not been speaking in other tongues, this is the time to speak in other tongues. If you have been speaking in other tongues, this is the time to move in the other gifts of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. It's not just speaking in other tongues. There are many, many other gifts that the Bible speaks about. So take advantage of this time, these days that we are going to talk about the Holy Spirit, so that you may receive a double measure, a triple measure, a quad measure, a pentameasure, a hexameasure. It goes on and on. Hallelujah. Right. John chapter 14, I will be reading from verse 16. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As I said, today I'm talking about the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. You know, the Holy Spirit is a very important part of the Christian life. And without the Holy Spirit, there can not be Christianity. There cannot be, you know, the church. The church cannot be, you know, be there if the Spirit of God is not there. Hallelujah. Even Christians, for them to be born again, they are born again by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. Christians are born by the Spirit of God. And after a Christian is born again, the Bible speaks about being filled with the Holy Spirit. If you have been reading your Bible, every page of the New Testament, especially in the letters of Paul, he speaks about the Spirit of God. It's no longer, about the law of Moses anymore, but it is about the Spirit of God. That's why I said the Spirit of God is the key to Christianity. And for you to understand Christianity, for you to understand who you are, what you need to understand is the Spirit of God. What you need to understand it is to have a relationship with Him and to walk closely with Him. Many people, actually, they do not understand us. When we are in the Spirit, they don't understand us. They actually ask questions, what is happening to them? Because to others, Christianity is just normal. Right? The way you are every day, if you are in church, if you are in the presence of God, that is how you continue. So people are surprised when other people speak in other tongues. Are you getting this? They don't understand it when people prophesy. They don't understand it when, we get into the Spirit and seem as if we are beside ourselves. Because they have not understood the Spirit of God. Mustara Jesu, amen. So today my focus is, I want to explain who He is. Who is the Spirit? Hallelujah. And why He is important in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, you understand with the first time the Bible speaks about the Holy Spirit is in Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. When the Bible speaks about the earth being without form and void, and darkness being upon the face of the deep. And the Bible says, and the Spirit of God hovered on top of the waters. The Spirit of God was on top of the waters. And then that's when God spoke and said, let there be light. Amen. Already you should be seeing the reason why the Spirit of God was hovering on top of the waters is He was getting ready to do something. Amen. So when God spoke saying, let there be light, it is the Spirit of God that brought it to pass. Amen. When God recreated the earth, it is the Spirit of God who did everything. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And in the scripture we read, this was Jesus speaking. He said, I will send you another comforter. So He used the word comforter to refer to the Holy Spirit. Amen. And in the same verse, He says, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because the world cannot see Him. What is He saying? He's saying the comforter is the Spirit of truth. In other words, there cannot be any truth without the Spirit of God, because it is the Spirit who brings the truth. There are many people, doctors who have studied the Bible. They actually have doctorates, PhDs in studying the Bible. But they have studied it without the Holy Spirit. Oh my God. They have studied it without the Spirit of truth. So they are lost with the Bible. That's why you have to be very careful about reading theological books. You don't just read any book. Even in Doto, I advise you to first get acquainted with the Spirit of God before you even start reading other theological books. Because other people can mess you up, right? Why don't you go to the Lord Himself and say, Lord, I do not understand this. I do not understand these things. Because it is, you know, the Spirit of God, yakafemera vanhu kuti Bible nyorwa nditi. Which means it is the Holy Spirit that can help you to interpret the Bible. And without him, you can be lost with the Bible. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. So Jesus says, I will give you another comforter. In Greek, that is allos parakletos. Amen. Another comforter. Of the same kind, another helper. Because comforter parakletos means a helper. So the Holy Spirit was meant to help you. Oh my God. The Holy Spirit was meant to walk alongside you. The Holy Spirit is supposed to be your what? Your best friend. He's supposed to help you in everything that you do on the earth. Remember, the Bible said, so that he may abide with you forever. What is to abide? To abide is to live with you forever. Which means when he comes in your life, you are no longer on your own, but you are with the Holy Spirit wherever you go. Mustara Jesu, amen. Hallelujah. Other passages refer to him as the Holy Spirit. The King James says the Holy Ghost, right? It is the same Holy Spirit. Others do not like the word ghost there, but it's just a translation. It doesn't change anything, amen. The Holy Spirit is still the Holy Ghost in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, so there are a few facts about the Holy Spirit that I would want you to know. Amen. As I said, this is going to be a series about the Holy Spirit. So the reason why I'm trying to explain slowly is so that you may get the foundation. Amen. Teachers, utaura shaka wanda pamsoro. What does he bring in your life? How do you walk with him? How do you cooperate with him? Amen. Hallelujah. So the first thing that you need to know about the Holy Spirit is that he is God himself. Hallelujah. He is God himself. You know, the Bible speaks many times about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That is the Trinity. Amen. Hallelujah. Is there anyone who doesn't believe in the Trinity? That there is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You all believe, right? Hallelujah. The Bible is very clear on that. So the Holy Spirit is the third person of the Godhead. The first person is the Father. Then the Son is the second person. Then the Holy Spirit is the third person of the Godhead. So that will tell you that the Holy Spirit is God himself. Because the Bible makes it very clear that the Son, Jesus Christ, is God himself. Amen. As the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 1. Amen. God the Father said unto the Son, God. Right? You can look it up in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So the Holy Spirit is God. When Peter was speaking to Ananias and Sapphira, you know what Ananias and Sapphira did? Amen. In the early church, you know, they used to sell their things, sell their lands, and bring the monies to the apostles to support the work of God. Amen. Hallelujah. I love the early church. Nowadays, you know, it's hard for a person to do that. Amen. They say, let us build our own houses first before we build the house of the Lord. But you have to tengesa zavo, voto tengesa their lands so that they can build the house of God. I pray that God may raise such people in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So Ananias and Sapphira, they also sold their property. And they brought the money to the apostles. But they kept part of the money, right? But when they brought it, Jagata sekunge vaunza yese pamberi paPeter. Oh my God. But unfortunately, at that time, the move of the Spirit, the move of God was so powerful. Zvekuti maitiro aya aiuraisa. As you can see, Ananias and Sapphira, they died. Amen. But nowadays, people lie just like that. Well, Peter was the pastor of that day. Amen. Right? But Ananias and Sapphira, they came and lied to the pastor, Peter. Abedoye. Abedoye. And right now, kuna vanhu vakawanda vari kunyepa. Kuti zvekutamba. Ah, Mwari ngaakubatsire. And repent of that. Amen. As far as I remember, the Bible tells me that liars shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So when you have come into the kingdom of God, apa, ngapa gadziriswa, pamuromo apa. Let him who lies lie no more. Eh? Let him who stole steal no more. That's what the Bible says. And yet people, you know, they want to remain comfortable in the you know, the ways of life that they lived in before they knew the Lord. No, we cannot live like that. Ladies and gentlemen, we cannot operate like that. Hallelujah. And there's a so of fundisi dzimenguwa ino tinge tichida kuita kamoyo kaike kuti ano regai tichengete vanhu vasaende and so forth. Ah, no, man. Vanhu havazi vangu, man. Vanhu ndevamwari. Pane pamwe pekuti chokwadi ngachiparidzwe. Anenge asade kuuya ngaaregedze. Ah, my God. Eh. Because Mwari achatonga isuka. What were you saying? What were you speaking? Right. Ah, Lord, you know, I wanted a mega church. You wanted a mega church. What for? Is it yours? It's not even mine. Amen. If he had allocated to me 5 people, let me be faithful in the 5 people that he has given me. That is what my commission is. That is what he has called me for. My God. Mfundisi atende utse munhu. Anotende utse munhu ndiani? Ndimwe amutsvene. That's why the Lord said, the Holy Spirit, when he comes, he shall convict the world of what? Of sin. Hallelujah. So Ananias and Sapphira, they lied to Peter. And Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Ghost? That is in Acts chapter 5, verse 4. Why has he filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit? And then he said, you have not lied unto men, but you have lied to God. That's what he said. So Peter was saying the Holy Spirit is God himself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even Jesus called him a he did not say an it. But when the comforter shall come, who is the Holy Spirit, he shall, not it shall, he shall. Then he says, he shall lead you into all truth. He shall teach you. He shall guide you. So the Holy Spirit is a person. Oh my God. Now understand this. A person does not mean a human being. No. My God. Hallelujah. A person means you have personality. You are an intelligent being. In other words, you can think. You have emotions. You have a will. So if the Spirit of God can speak, can lead, can guide, can decide, because the Bible says the Holy Spirit will give you gifts according to his own will, which means the Holy Spirit has a will. Oh, so he is a person, he is a personality, just like Jesus and God the Father is. Amen. Pararundinzwa. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what you need to understand now is the Holy Spirit is not a force. He is not a force. He is not a wind. He is not a fire. The Holy Spirit is a person. Hallelujah. But what he does is he manifests himself in these forms. Right? He is a person, but he can manifest himself like fire. Like what he did Panamosis. He can manifest himself in the form of wind. He can manifest himself in any form that he desires. You know, when the Holy Spirit came on Jesus, what does the Bible say? He appeared in the form of a dove. But it doesn't mean the Holy Spirit is a what? Is a dove. You know, sometimes we use a dove as a symbol of the Holy Spirit. But it doesn't mean, Kuti, the Holy Spirit is a dove. You are trying to represent him. Just like the cross is not Christ. But when you see the cross, you actually what? Relate the cross to Christ. You relate the cross to Christianity. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. So if the Holy Spirit is God himself, that will mean that the Holy Spirit is absolute power. God has all power. And the Holy Spirit is God. That means he is what? Absolute power. Hallelujah. Amen. Sometimes he is actually referred to as the power of God. In other words, God will not do anything outside the Spirit of God. That's why when you read, the Bible, especially in the Old Testament, the Bible speaks about the hand of God. The hand of the Lord. You hear the prophet saying, and the hand of the Lord came upon me. What is that? That is the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Creation itself, it is the Spirit of God that created creation. I gave you an example of Genesis chapter 2. When the Bible says the Spirit of God was hovering on top of the waters. Amen. And another good verse that I didn't give you is Job 26 verse 13, which says, by his Spirit he has garnished the heavens. By his Spirit. So God the Father created the world through Christ and the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. What does John say in John chapter 1 verse 1? He created the whole world. He created everything, speaking about Jesus. And without him, there was nothing that was created. God created everything through Jesus. And then Job 26 verse 13 says, by his Spirit, he garnished the heavens. When God created the world by the spoken word, it is the Spirit that what? Created the heavens and the earth. It is the Spirit that decorated everything. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Now you understand why he is called the hand of God. What does a hand do? A hand does things. So the Spirit of God is the doer of the things of God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. He is the same Spirit that inspired the Old Testament prophets. You know, when David was called to be king, what did Samuel do? Samuel anointed him. Right? And the Bible says when he anointed him with oil, the Spirit of God came on him strongly from that day onwards. So the oil was not the Spirit of God. But the oil represented the Spirit. Oh my God. In other words, the oil is the physical element that you could see. But the physical element that you could see represented the invisible Holy Spirit. Mustara Jesu, amen. Hallelujah. Samson was another judge. The Holy Spirit came on him, and you know, the Holy Spirit gave him so much power. Zvekuti aigona kudonetsa mapila. Zvekuti aibvarura a lion with his own hands. That is the work of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Elijah, the Spirit of God was upon him. And Elisha said, give me a double portion of your spirit. In other words, he's saying, give me a double portion of the power of the Holy Spirit that is upon you, my God. You know, I said the Holy Spirit is not a force. It's not a wind. Amen. The Holy Spirit is not a power. But the Holy Spirit is power. Oh, my God. You get it? So when the Bible says you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you, what is the Bible saying? When the Holy Spirit comes, who has absolute power? When he comes, he shall give you power. Hallelujah. In the ministry of Jesus Christ, it was the power of the Holy Spirit that operated in him. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When Jesus was baptized by John, it is the Holy Spirit that came upon him. Amen. So he preached by the Holy Spirit. Remember, he said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. He has anointed me to preach. So you cannot preach without the Holy Spirit. That's why Jesus told his disciples, tarry in Jerusalem until you are endued by power from on high. Amen. It is through the Holy Spirit that demons are cast out. My God. Because they don't understand those things. They see demons going out, demons crying out. It is the power of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus in his ministry, because the Spirit of God was upon him. And he says, if I cast out demons by the finger of God, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. So he referred to the Holy Spirit as the finger of God as well. Amen. Now I want you to see this. If Jesus, who was God himself, and was born as a man, would need the Holy Spirit for him in his life and for him to do ministry. What about you? If Jesus needed him, what about you? If Jesus, who was God, would pray continuously and sometimes even go into the mountains and pray all night, why would you not pray? Hallelujah. You know, I am trying to explain these things so that you may understand. Amen. I just don't want to shout and jump. But when you go home, you have nothing in your head. You have nothing in your heart. Hallelujah. You know, the same concept, you know, shanda kuchikoro, ndo inongo shanda panapa. Kana uchitadza kuterera kuchikoro, ticha achidzidzisa. Even kana uchitadza kunzwisisa, ticha achidzidzisa, it's the same thing. Unongwana utadza kubuda nechinhu muchechi. Because the Bible said, go and teach all nations. Go and teach all nations. So you are supposed to learn about the Holy Spirit. You are supposed to, you know, grasp concepts, truth concerning the Holy Spirit. The reason why you cannot go deeper with him is because there are things that you do not know about him. I tell you, there are many people who do not even think the Holy Spirit is God. There are many people who actually believe that the Holy Spirit is not a person. He's just a force. Dosaka vachinoti kune, you know, some of these people, you know, vekuti, when we talk about the Holy Spirit, when we refer to the Holy Spirit, inyaya yekumhanyisana nemadhimoni chete ndopanoshanda mweya. Inyaya yekudemonstrate power chete ndopanoshanda mweya. But to speak about having a relationship with the Holy Spirit, we don't talk about it. To speak about being taught, do you know that the Holy Spirit teaches? That's what the Bible said. But I can ask you this question: have you been taught by the Holy Spirit? If the Holy Spirit can speak, has He spoken to you? Because sometimes we can be very, very comfortable in our Christian lives. Christian in quotes. Because I told you there cannot be Christianity without the Spirit. And the Bible says, without the Spirit of God in you, you are none of Christ, none of His. You can confess His name. You can dance all you want, sing all you want, preach about Him all you want, but without the Spirit of God in you, you are not a Christian. My God, the Holy Spirit is important. Are you getting that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the Holy Spirit is the Father's first promise to us as Christians. Jesus, you know, spoke in Acts chapter 1, verse 4. He says, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, you have heard of me. So Jesus promised his disciples the Holy Spirit before he went to heaven. And up in Acts 1 verse 4, he's reiterating the same thing. He's saying what? Wait for the promise of the Father. So the Holy Spirit is what God the Father promised to the Christians. You know what? Sometimes you need to, I don't know, when some things are spoken, amen, pane chimwe chinhu chinofanira kudenha mauri, right? I told you the Holy Spirit is God Himself, right? Kureva kuti, if the Holy Spirit is what has been promised to you, God promised Himself to you. My God. God could not give you anything less than Himself. If I ask you a question right now, what would you rather have on this earth? What would you tell me? Chicha ungada panyika. Chekuti ungati mwari. Ichi chini chini. Pane zvinhu zvese. Ndocha ndinoda ndipei. Chi. Tell me. Ah, taura izvi. Ndechipi chinhu chaungati mwari. Pane zvinhu zvose panyika. Chamungandipa. Ndechipi. Chamungandipa. What is it? Sometimes my answer is money. How much do you want? If it is money. Who says banishunu zvese mwari, ndipei mari? Raise up your hand. Because mari ndochinhu chakakosha panyika mwari. Pasina mari hatigoni kurarama. Ndipei mari, ndiani. Kunyara kwako. Handimbofungi kuti ichokwadi. Ichokwadi. Kunyara. Asi imari. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But what I would want to say, the point that I want to make, is that God gave you his best. He promised you his best. The Holy Spirit himself, God himself, the one who created the heavens, who created the earth, the one who created the people, the vegetation, the animals, everything in it, the one who created. This is your promise by God the Father. This is the one that I am going to give you by God the Father. He could not give you anything less. You know what? Let me tell you this. Nyangwe mwari vakati, ndoda kukupa nyika yese. From the North Pole to the South Pole, with everything in it, nema properties, ese nema ridzese. Voriga kukupa mweya mutsvene. You have lost big time. You cannot even compare it. Because chawanyimwa, ndo chakasika. Nyika yacho. Yeah? And the Bible wrote out, this world that you are in, it shall be destroyed. Urukubanzo. Iye mweya mutsvene wacho, ndiyacha sika the new heavens and the new earth. But Mwari akati, regandi kupe, the Holy Spirit himself, who does all those things. Mustara Jesu, amen. Aikona kutambana mweya mutsvene. Because, you know, sometimes when we speak about this, there are some people who are not going to say, shina basa ish. Shiri kuta urwane zvazve, ndo sina basa ish. Shiri kuparidzwa ish, ndo sina basa ish. Wadiwa tora zvakati. Wadiwa paridza zvakati. Hallelujah. And I don't want to lie to you. Pastors are under a lot of pressure from the congregation because the congregation expects them to preach about what they think the pastor should preach about. Dai pastor waparidza zvakati. Dai pastor vataura zvakati. Hainyaya vataura dai vasiyana nayo vadi vataura ne. You want something that is relevant to you. But that something that is relevant to you, is it relevant to God? Amen. Hallelujah. Maybe pandakatombo paridza about the blood of Jesus, this was not relevant to you. But later on, it made sense. And sometimes, Mwari paanotipa a message to preach, it doesn't make sense even to me. Lord, why should I preach about this when I am seeing there is something that we need to talk about? But who is the CEO of the church? Who is the MD of the church? Who is the head of the church? He is the one who determines what should be said and what should be done at any moment in time. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, one other thing that I need you to understand concerning the Holy Spirit is the Holy Spirit was promised to us, amen. And then after being promised, the Holy Spirit was sent to us. It was not just a promise, but this is one of the prophecies that was fulfilled in the Bible. Because Jesus said, I will send you the Holy Spirit. And then the prophecy was fulfilled in Acts chapter 2 when the Holy Spirit came in the upper room. Amen. Hallelujah. So because the Holy Spirit was sent, our prayer is no more, Lord, send us the Holy Spirit from heaven, because he was sent. He was sent. So our job is to what? To receive him. Are you getting this? When Paul and Peter, you know, and John, the apostles, pavaishika kuma new disciples, you know what question they would ask? Have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed? Avabvunze kuti, did God send the Holy Spirit to you? No. They are not asking that question because the Holy Spirit was already sent. His question is, have you received the Holy Spirit? Mustara Jesu, amen. In Acts chapter 2, verse 33, the Bible says, therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has shed forth this which you now see and hear. Are you getting that? This was Peter preaching. Because when the Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost, what happened? The people began to speak in other tongues. They began to prophesy as the Spirit gave them utterance. Who gave them the words? It is the Holy Spirit. So when we are speaking in other tongues, it is the Holy Spirit giving you the words, and it bypasses your mind straight to your tongue. And you speak in other tongues and you prophesy. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. So when the people saw them speaking in other tongues, you know, they were mesmerized. They didn't understand what was happening. And they said, they are full of new wine. These people, they are drunk. And then Peter stood up and said, ladies and gentlemen, we cannot be drunk at this morning hour. Who can be drunk at 9 o'clock in the morning? We are not drunk. But what you are seeing is the promise of the Father, according to what Jesus said. Because he was saying, he has shed forth this which you now see and hear. Kuruwa kuti pakauya mweya mutsvene, vanhu vakaona. Vanhu vakanzwa zvekare the effects of the Holy Spirit. Do not tell me kuti mweya mutsvene akauya pauri hapana chatinogona kuona kunyepa. When the Holy Spirit comes on you, the effects of the Holy Spirit will be seen and they will be heard. Auna undinzwa. Asi ndokuudza chete because ndochokwadi. That kana mweya mutsvene auya, zvinoonekwa kuti auya pauri. Because pane zvinoonekwa nezvinonzwikwa. Mweya akaburuka, vanhu vakataura nendimi itsva. Vanhu vakashamisika kuti chii chaitika, pane zvakaonekwa ende pane zvakanzwiwa. Amen. You know, pane zvakawanda zvandichataura pamusoro pamweya mutsvene. Things that will cause you to understand, begin to understand the Holy Spirit. Ndakamboudza vamwe ndikati, you know what? Ini handina kutanga ndazadzwa nemweya mutsvene. No. Uye handina kutanga ndichitaura nendimi, no. Asi kuchechi kwandakatangira, ndakaudzwa, ndabvunza echief elder, kuti ko mweya mutsvene uyu ari kutaurwa mubhaibheri uyu indava ndisiri kumuona muchechi muno. Right? Ndobvunzwa ndakabvunza. Bhaibheri munoverenga? Yes. Doctrine munaro? Yes. Tino Jesu tomuziva? Yes. Ko uyu ari kupi? Aripi? Nokuti Bhaibheri rangu rinondiudza kuti kana auya pane zvatinoona uye pane zvatinonzwa kuti auye. And the Bible, as you read it, I will teach these things in the following series. Amen. Pane zvaiitika kana mweya mutsvene asvika zvekuti vanhu vese vaiona kuti auye. Through the evidence of speaking in other tongues, through the evidence of prophecy. Ndogara ndichitaura ndichiti munhu anoprofita haazi mufundisi chete. Mwana wese wesangano anofanira kuprofita. Because Peter wrote, this is that, I should explain about the coming of the Holy Spirit. This is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. That your sons and daughters shall
prophesy. Those are not our. Who are the sons of daughters? Sons and daughters. You are the sons. You are the daughters. Where is the prophecy if you are sons and daughters? Endakambotaura ndikadikana nchitaura zveprofesa handisi kutaura nyaya yekunhongana tsono nekutaura nazve maID. No. The Bible says the spirit of a prophecy is the testimony of Jesus. Kureva kuti kana mweya mutsvene ari pauri, you must operate in the spirit of prophecy which testifies about Jesus. Tanzwa nekuprofitwa pamusoro pezvinhu zvedu. Ko uchaprofita pamusoro pemwana komana ndiani? Who is going to prophesy about the kingdom issues? Because Jesu paakati, the promise of the Father shall come on you. That is a kingdom prophecy. But, you know, yet we have people who will not want to hear about kingdom prophecies, about kingdom issues. All they want to hear from the man of God is tell us about us. Man of God, what do you see? What do you see concerning us? Syndrome yenganga because takakurira tichienda kunganga. Eh? Zvamwari haune inazvo zvekunamata mwari haune inazvo. Kana wane problem ndopa unoti handei kwani sango maningi. Right? Kana wane problem. Saka izvezvi futi kana wane problem handei kwa pastor ningi handei kwa muprofita ningi. Wanamatirwa zvapera mpum. Atichakuoni. Kushandira. Isu atishandiri. Stoparidza shoko. Ukasarinzwa irori. Hapana zvatokuita. Because imomo ndoo mune ruponiso, ndoo mune salvation. Come on church. Hallelujah. Haufani kuita mukristo anofanira kuramba ari paposition imwe chete. Ramba izvozvo. Bhaibheri rakauya kwauri. Ukaverenga ukanzwa nezvaJesu ukanzwa zveruponiso ukapona. Amen. But there is more to that. There is more. Just imagine, if the apostles, the first thing they would ask, kana vauya pane believers, the first thing they would ask is, have you received the Holy Spirit? Are you getting that? Paulo angasika tombobvunza kuti makatendeuka here, ha? Ave achiti makagamushira here mweya. Akatozosvika pamwe pakanza ha. Zvamweya mutsvene izvi hatizvizivi. Vakatozobvunza kuti saka makabhabhatidzwa kunani. Zvikanzi kuna John, zvikanzi aiwa John aitotaura nezvaJesu achauya. Saka maakutanga kubhabhatidzwa mumvura. Andika muzita raJesu. After that, then you shall receive the Holy Spirit. Korova kuti unogona kunge une vatendi vane mubhabhatidzo waJohani asi waJesu vasina. Asi muchechi variko. Handine chechi here panapa. Kana usati wabhabhatidzwa utondiona tikubhabhatidze. Hallelujah. Ndobva wabhabhatidzwa muzita rani raJesu. But mweya mutsvene hapana. Kureva kuti tine vatendi vakatenda muna Jesu. Ndobva vatobhabhatidzwa kuti mumvura muzita rake. Asi kune chimwe chikamu chisipo chamweya mutsvene. They are Christians, yes. But they lack a very, very important member of the Godhead called the Holy Spirit. You are a child of God. You have been born by the Spirit, yes. But there must be a baptism. There must be an infilling of the Holy Spirit in your life. Those are the Torah Jesus. We can now hear. I know one qua. That Torah and them both change what. The Gadari pi. The Gansi Muyam Shenaka hear. No buy end. As such as the way she carry kumazwei. Egu petsira. Those are the Those are the kuti. Do not rely on the doctrines of men. Go to the Bible and find out the truth for yourself. Hallelujah. Amen. That's what I was told. But ndaida kutenda eh mudzidziso dzevanhu chete ndikada ndakagara ikoko nanhasi ndakatotarisira kuti achauya but Bible richindiudza kuti akadi akauya kare chasara kwauri kumugamushira ndosaka mubvunzo uri wekuti have you received and I continued reading the word of God ah my God and I came to the verse yekuti Then Peter, in Acts chapter 2, verse 38, Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And the next verse goes on to say, For this promise was not for Peter only, it was not for the people in the early church only, it is for you, for your children, and your children's children, and for everyone who shall what? Whomsoever the Lord shall call. And I said, but the promise is mine. Why is this man telling me the Holy Spirit is not here? Oh my God, are you getting that? And Jesus also said in Mark 16, anyone who believes, these signs shall follow them. Oh my God. Which means there are signs that follow a true believer. Urukundinz wow. Ndashandisa word rekuti true believer because my believer akawanda, but who are the true? Jesu achakataura. These signs shall follow. Those who believe. Because kune vamwe vanofunga kuti vanotenda but havatendi. Kune vamwe vanofunga kuti they have faith but they do not have any faith. Hallelujah. And he says, in my name, they shall cast out demons. Ndochi ndakatanga kutarisa. Ndosaka ndakaenda kuna elder ndikabvunza kuti saka indama demon asingaendi. Aiwa, andisi kuti vatende vacho vangawane madimoni. Handirika. Madimoni haendedzi munguva because haapo. Handisi. But, no. Ma assembly hacho akawanda. Hapana pandakamboona kana one. Handiti. Richimboendawo. And I'm saying, what is happening? Handiti. And then Jesus said, they shall speak in new tongues. That was something else. Vandati ndanobvunza kuti ko pane here mumwe anombotaurawo nendimi ndoziva kuti pamwe munogona kuti aiwa mweya anogona kupa mumwe orega kupa mumwe andika asi ndipewo one anotaura nendimi akashaika pada ari kunzwa zvandiri kutaura here pana I'm not belittling them I'm only speaking the truth Chini paewo wani, alright. Kana pasina mwe, imi vakuru wacho. Because Paulo akati, ini ndinotaura nendimi, kukudarika imosi. Ndosa akataura. Ndo apashaikwa. Ndosa kandaka zopiwa anse ya kuta, iye zvinozva ako. Ndikati munonyepa. Should I believe the word of God? Or should I believe you? Ndo wangu wari mpunzi. But ladies and gentlemen, to cut a long story short, I found the Holy Spirit. And I was filled with the Holy Spirit. And I was filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. And I began speaking in other tongues according to His word. And I began to prophesy according to His word. And people began to be healed according to His word. Miracles were happening according to His word. Because Jesus said, If anyone believes in me, the works that I do shall he do also because I go to the Father. Kuriva kuti kana watenda muna Kristu, mabasa Kristu, ga kutevere. If you say you are a true believer, za Jesu, ga zvioneke pamusoro pako. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. Kana watenda mari. Let us see and let us hear. Kana unga usatu wakamuchira mwiamchene, my God. Haikuna kuzorora mkereke. This is the thing that you must go after until you get it. Find the truth in the word of God. The word says, buy the truth and sell it not. Kana wachibata. Follow it until you get it. Follow it until you see the results. But that one needs to open up. I was praying with my brothers in the UZ chapel. That's when I was filled by the Holy Spirit. And no one will tell you, kuti mweauya, Baba, I don't get my gates. I remember that. Why don't intakambo gwinwa nemagetsa? Tambo dzakasiwa ino dzanzaka menywa kumadziro. And I was moving a wardrobe. Ndobva ndaguma nepahuro apa. Aya. I thought I was going to die. So when the Holy Spirit came on me, and I got on and abide by my gates, I remember that very well. And I was full of power. When does your ungo funga utipana dinesimba ayi wanda irinzwa? Those kind of thoughts, I cannot fungira utaka uya. Kanaka uya uno ziziva kutuaka uya because simbara choro nonzwika. And they power but don't have na matters. We are not joking when we are talking about these things. Amen. I was filled with the Holy Spirit then, but I failed to speak in other tongues. Because sometimes you can fail to yield to the Holy Spirit. I can try to put my words, but because my words are not gonna make a sense, you stopped it. But the Bible writes, he gives you the utterance. Without anokupama words. And my words, why it doesn't necessarily mean to anfano make a sense because I make a sense to you. I don't make a sense kwa aruta. And your duty is just to open your mouth and speak what the Holy Spirit is giving you. So I went again to the used grounds. And I began to pray and said, Lord, if I was not speaking other tongues, and if pekuno. That's what I say. Those are good. Sometimes when you see the truth, sell it not. Go after it until you realize what you want. Panarunzwa. Simbanda evanaro. Dagarinzwa. But why I wanted so much to speak in tongues. Because ndandi ne prayer group, rangandina, and it skandaenda nevanhu kunonamata. Taenda kunonamata kuma grounds ikoko. Vairamba vachingonamata. Vachingonamata. Asi inini ndikangonamata 1-2 words apera. Ndakutarisa manje. Ndakutarisa wacho kwaanopedza nguva ikona. Hausati wambobhoika nevanhu vanoramba vachingonamata. Vachingonamata. Inda vanhu vasinga vachingonamata. Inoerekana watarisa nhai vanhu. Nhai vanhu. Vamwe vanozoti vekumachecha aya havapedze kunamata. Vanongonama. Savakomana vaingonamata. Vaingo, and they seem to enjoy it. But inini manje. What is happening? Dombo simudzira. Mwari makanaka. Mwari makati. Mwari makanaka. Varuma havazi kupedza. Because tairova kana 3 hours. Kubva 6 p.m. manheru 9 p.m. Vachinamata chete. But inini the first 10 minutes ndapera baba. Vamwari kurova. Chichiru kuiti. Doba naka sobata in the word manje the key. Oh. Ndokusaka mwiyamche naka nzi the helper. Ako ya uzo ndibat sira hivi nebuna matakwachu. Jatawara na jese andirika. In the coming days I will explain bando peza uchashu bata chit. Amen. Doba naka so decide one day ndapa kubasa nanda ndapa attachment gata. Mwari, mukasandipa this gift because ndakanobata promise yekuti hanzi chipikirwa chindecheni. Nechevana venyu. Nechevana vevana venyu. Nevose vachadi vachazouya. Ndobva ndazobata futi zvakataura naJesu kuti the signs of the true believers ndezvekuti ava vane simba. Vanodzinga madimoni. Vachataura nendimitsva. Even ukavaisira mushonga vakadai havafi. Ndo ma true believers. Padaro kuti dzuko here pana. Ndobva ndaenda ndikati aiya. And then I will not be a believer as nyeke nyeke.
I want to be a true believer. And I prayed ndikati Mwari andibve muno kusvika this gift yauya pamusoro pangu speaking in other tongues. And I tell you, ndakanamata about 2 hours from 6 to 8, and I was what? Given the gift in about 2 hours.
Ndega baba. Hapana mfundisi, hapana ani, ndega.
I began to speak in other tongues. The whole week I was speaking in other tongues.
Vanhu vakaya kandimhoresa ndaipindura nendimi.
Are you getting that? I saw the truth and I pursued it.
Ndikabata every promise that God what promised.
He says, convert the best gifts.
Kureva kuti dzimwe nguva, the reason why some gifts are not coming in your life, you don't convert them. You don't desire them. So how can God give you that which you do not desire?
Hallelujah. Pursue the truth. Get hold of the truth, my God. And you shall receive it from God. I want you to stand up on your feet, Jesus. And already as you heard, amen. I said, pursue it, and you shall get it.
Makuseni, you know, I read the verse.
How much shall God, the Father, give the gift of the Holy Spirit to them what? Who ask?
Hallelujah.
If us being evil as people can give good gifts to our children, how much more shall the Lord give the Holy Spirit to them who ask him? The Bible says, those who ask, if you asked him, my God, hallelujah, hallelujah. I want you to ask him right now, amen. And I believe you will receive. I said the Holy Spirit was already sent. Chasara is for you to receive him. Banarundin's boy. Chasara is for you to receive him. And how do you receive him? The Bible says, if you just ask, the Father is faithful.
Really, if you desire the Spirit of God,
if you really desire, because the Bible says the desire is the key, ask and it shall be granted unto you. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Hallelujah. And I'm not only speaking to those who have not been baptized. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is a continuous process. The disciples were not only filled in Acts chapter 2, but they were again filled as they preached the word of God with boldness. Hallelujah. So it is a continuous process. So each and every one of us must receive a portion this morning. Raise up your voice in the name of Jesus Christ. My God. Reba sutumanda rabakaisate. Lerababa shita maika lerebesto de brakimanda. Risha tele kausanda. Rebesha cresto lebrondo tenima kausanda. Riatata baika lurie mesto redeni makari andanamasando. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ,